I haven't sent it yet. I'm typing.
Go ahead. So I just want to let you know, I'm pretty sure Adam allows them to open the ballots early, and that's why she knew. We'll never know until Election Day.
Seriously?
No, I've told you, I don't want them opening ballots here just for that reason.
No, right.
So you know that you can't open them on before Election Day in Wisconsin.
Right,
so,
that was the Monday bill. That's what he wanted. He wanted to open them, get them to open them earlier.
Right, so that's how she knew that she was had that many. But you can't do that here. So as
I'm with you. She counted people. I apologize. She didn't open them early. She had people turn in, submit to them when they turned in their ballot. So she was collecting her own data, not from the election people. Yeah, that's what you – yeah, you have people fill in – there's a guy that's asking people to send them a text message when they submit their ballot. So we're trying to get the business cards printed so we can send out a mailer to people, the cheap mailer, just with – it'll be – postage will be the most expensive with a business card in it saying, hey, fill out this and then just take a quick picture of it and send it to us to this number so we can keep track of the votes that we've already counted.
I don't know. Do you
want
to spend all that energy on that?
I don't. That's what she – sorry. I don't. No. I don't. But I don't know another way to do it.
I don't think you should. Well, I just say that we continue to say write in.
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%.
I just don't think we write. I mean, it doesn't matter if you vote same day or you vote early. Because the other thing is, I know a lot of people aren't comfortable. I mean, I just don't know that we're winning anything by putting – just vote. Just write your name in. That's all I – all I want to do
Correct.
Is show them over and over and over and over and over how yes. you write your name in. Because that's
yep.
a hard enough task. As
exactly.
a matter of fact, I would probably get a billboard or two made up, a sign or two like this with writing in the handwriting in Adam Steen like that.
They are apparently three people wanted to buy billboards, and I've not been involved in that. So they are buying billboards and putting them up. I wasn't able to.
Like how to write, like how just writing in your thing, kind of like it is on this, right?
I would. That's what I asked for, but they would not show me. The people wanted to pay for it themselves. I said, well,
okay.
You know what I mean? I can't stop them.
No, I'm not asking you to.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't. So that's why she won. So she knew she was winning. That's why she wanted them early.
Exactly, because otherwise, if you count on people, remember the sticker thing? If you count on people to go in the election day and write your name in, it's a much harder thing to do than, hey, what
okay.
was this guy's name? So if you ask people to request them as you're knocking doors, this is where you work on low propensity voters. So ask your neighbor, even if he just requests his ballot and fills this in, if we had the 4,800 people ask five people, we win, you know, period. That are
yeah.
low voter turnout, they haven't voted in the last 15 elections or once out of the last 15. And we ask them to request their ballot, even just
so
put
we
my
need,
name on
so
it.
So from this postcard, we need to have, like, this simple little meme that you're sending out all over of just writing in Adam Steen.
Yes.
Right. I
yep.
mean, that's all you have. So it
yep.
says 63rd, kind of like how Ricky made it for you, but that's the
yes.
little meme we need everywhere.
Yep. Exactly. 100%.
That's it. I mean,
you're
that's
exactly
a sign.
Right.
That's it. That just see it, do it, see it, do it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
100%.
That's all I, to me, that's more important than getting the early voters or all that. This is more important. Just that little stupid meme right there.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
That's it.
I do.
Right?
Yep. I do.
That's what needs to be texted. That's what needs to be that
yeah,
little
that's
meme
on the,
thing.
The MMS
that's
messages.
It.
Yep. Yep.
That's it, right?
That's exactly what's in the messages. Yep.
Do you
Agree.
Have that little hand in that and doing that? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what all the signs, all the big
that
signs.
Is, that
right
is it. That,
yep.
To me, that's everything. That's it.
Yeah, the stencils that we made, that we painted, the big signs, they have the same.
That is,
I can
yeah.
send that to you. Yeah,
drain
the
swamp,
Adam Steen,
toss
right
Foss.
In the top. Yep.
Yeah, drain the swamp, toss Foss. And
I sent you the Oh come on, where'd it go? Anyway, I'll send you the sign so it has that exact same right in Adam's
thing
with the bubble beside it.
Yeah, that is it. Okay. Yeah. Because I think asking for an early, requesting an early ballot and getting it is, I just don't know if people are going to do that. I mean, I get what they're saying, but you've been, your name is, everybody knows your name, which is great.
That's the only surefire, sorry, that the only reason that you do that is that's the guarantee. Otherwise, you're just educating people to write your name in, right? And that's all you do. You do the same thing. You don't change anything. That's simply above and beyond the education. So the education is the first step to write it in. Above and beyond that, it's getting the low propensity, your neighbors that might not vote. Ask them, hey, could you request your ballot? Take 30 seconds on myvote.wi.gov. You snap
Gotcha.
a picture of your ID and they can request it and it'll come in the mail.
Okay.
But that will
Oh, you
speed up the
spelled it wrong.
process.
You have it, my Veet. Shame on you.
No, I
Troublemaker.
didn't. Did I really? Fudge. My V. Oh, you dipstick. Well, and maybe you just skip. Maybe you just leave it as an educational tool and take out the early part, you know? Right? So if somebody got this and didn't see how to request their ballot, you could just put "Help us drain the swamp" by requesting your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Use it as like an educational push instead of a converting them to get it early, right? You're just passing on
Yeah.
information.
Yeah, yeah,
That
yeah.
would be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just okay. All right.
Because then
All
it's
right,
simple,
yeah.
it's clean, and there's nothing else. So they got. I just got the email about the list. It says to remove the Trump Harris. Response numbers are now. So post removal will be down to 8175.
Perfect. Do you want me to write you a thousand? No.
No, he's got it down. He's got the list down, seriously.
Good.
He's got it down to low enough, so I'll just send that amount over to her. And then if we have to, as soon as Amanda talks to what's his name, she can send that check out. I'm gonna call Terry Brand right now, because Terry said he can back me up, so I'm not worried at all.
I think you'll find this funny. I completely forgot about this Pudner, you know, that is running everything for Michaels.
Yes.
He's the guy that threw out, he spent $200,000 against $5 million to take out the speaker. Do you remember this? That was
What? No, I didn't. That's the
Pudner.
one who's running
Hold
Michaels?
on. Everybody's been trying to, I'm supposed to call him again, another guy. I forgot all about him. Hold on.
I did not
He,
know that, you know.
well, I guess Eric Cantor. $5 million against $200,000, and he beat Eric Cantor. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I didn't know it was this
That's
guy.
Pudner. That's the guy on Tim Michaels' team right now. And so
How do
he
I
sent
get
me
a
this
hold
tonight.
of
He
this
wants to talk
guy?
to me and write, obviously. I'm like, whatever I can do to help Tim, man. But
Of
he's
course,
like,
yes.
oh, I'll make a contribution to you. So whatever he gives me, I'll give to you. But he's
Yeah, I
like,
need to. Wow. I'd love to talk to her.
no
Jeez.
kidding. But I think they're going to try to stay
I
neutral.
know.
But
Oh,
he's the guy.
no. Right. Yeah.
But just talk. But I mean, he. I forgot all about it.
What if.
200,000 to 5 million, and he won.
So Janelle, can I have him talk to I don't know, did you know Robert Bose? He's one of Trump's ground guys. He's one of Trump's
No.
finance guys. Okay, so Robert's been helping me a lot. Can
Oh,
Rob
God.
can I can I use can I use him or Lindsay, one of the data people that runs the polling group,
I'm
to talk
hoping
to
that he will
Pudner?
because I think Pudner is the reason that he beat Becky in all honesty.
Right.
And as we talked before, Robin has never taken the data seriously. Never
No.
has.
So
And
would
I
he
think
be
he's
willing to?
dumb. I think he's ignorant about
Oh
it.
yeah, he is.
But
But he never had to, Janelle. Think about it. Sorry.
so I mean when Terry and Lenny and those guys are like, well, we don't know. So I forgot. I gotta tell those guys. They caught me on at an event on Saturday night, and I was just,
Yep.
I'm
Yep.
beat, you know? And
Yeah.
so I gotta
I
call
do.
those guys, but
But Mark Bourne is calling everybody and double checking that they have enough people to pull Robin through. So they are freaked out that at this point they're already making these calls.
Wow. Well,
and little weasel Calvin is like, oh, it's hopeless. What are you guys doing? You know, so Calvin's trying to talk him out of it. And I'm like, guys, don't give away my emergency plans. And they are.
No.
I love them, but
I know they're not. They don't see the bigger.
They can't shut up. They
right.
can't shut
right.
up.
Right. Because they want to cover their butts.
And so Calvin's too
right.
stupid. He's like, well, Janelle's never going to get. I don't need 50. I need the Democrat votes and 12, dummy. So, I mean, I love it when little freshmen think they're going to out corner me, right?
I know.
Breaking. And the only reason I don't say worse things about, because if I said what he said in caucus, honestly, they'd probably do it
yep.
right in caucus. And I said I wouldn't, so I'm not. But
right.
last time I ever make that promise again, if you can't say it in caucus, then don't plan on hiding
yeah.
behind your, yeah, don't hide
right.
behind my gracious goodwill.
Right. Well,
done.
If you talk to that guy, do you want me to send you Lindsay's? I can send you Lindsay's phone number. If you
well,
want,
let me
if
talk
you would
to Pugner
talk to
today
her.
And see if he'll take a call from you, okay?
Well, if he doesn't want to be it from me, Lindsay and Patrick, these guys from that were helping Trump in the past, they would be willing to talk to him if he doesn't want it from me, just so you know, okay?
So why does Rattle and Susan Mueller, under the impression that no longer we're taking money from Save America, so we're going to cut off the president's money to fair and honest groups that get the opportunities for it.
So
you know
did
how
Amanda tell
that makes it?
Yeah, but did Amanda tell you that Karen found that there's two there's probes that are being done right now on Save America from donations, and I don't know what that means. So that's
well, I can tell you
out.
That they have worked really hard to make sure everything was on the up and up. And you
correct.
Know what makes me sick is so $400 million can go to this.
Yep.
But God,
exactly.
if Trump put $100
mm-hmm.
more, you know.
Yep.
So. Give me
that's
a where's all
game.
The background searches on the Democrat Party, giving private money to these nonprofits to get out the vote in Milwaukee, huh?
Zero, none, and that
yeah,
and that's
yeah,
what
I love it.
I,
you know what? The party reached out to me this morning. You're like. Janelle, do you have those open records requests so that we can? Oh, you're right. Now I'm your friend again, huh?
Yeah, right. Yes, conveniently. When you need something, yeah.
Oh,
I'll get right
oh,
on
now
that,
you
jerkweed.
Know I'm on the path? Oh,
right.
okay. Oh, now
yeah.
I'm your buddy. You won't give me anything, but now you're asking me.
Are you still fighting the attorneys or not? Have you still got any funding? To fight the lawsuit?
Yeah.
No?
I had
okay.
to call a bankruptcy lawyer and he got poor Joe less than half.
Jiminy Christmas. Fudge, Janelle. This is stupid. Okay.
Yeah, so Robin spent $250, Gableman
yep.
got $125, and
right.
Joe got $15.
Gosh almighty.
$15,000. That's a
oh,
out of a $40,000 bill.
Right. Absolutely insane, you know. Okay. Well, I'm going to start. Let me get this list and make sure it's over to him. I'm going to call right now and get the list to Amy, and then I'm going
to
call
all right,
Terry
and you want
with
me to
money.
Put that one last thing on?
I would just put, just to remind him, right? Like you said, don't
okay.
push it. Don't put the early.
I'll put it. Okay.
Yep.
All right,
good. See you, bye.